All right. Up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie to the rhythm of the boogie tee beat.
We're on Facebook Live?
Not yet. Full voice.
No. You can't make me.
All right, so now the Facebook Live is going to winecellarmedia.com. And Phoenix Cleater here, William J. Jackson right there. And we ought to head on into the gosh darn to open air.
Yes.
See how that works. All right, and you see the title of this episode. But there's still news and comment to get to.
Oh, of course. William Jackson calls me the N-word in front of my mother.
That's right!
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. It is still Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. And, giggity gosh darn. So we went down to the courthouse and got the government involved in our relationship.
Yes.
It is now their business as well as our business.
Holy Trinity.
Right, so what? How did that go? You tell that story.
That was a very time-consuming process for not a lot of things happening. So you have to get to the courthouse. Of course, you have to get there early. Because they close off all the spots in the parking garage, so you have to park levels above. And it's like, you have to hurry up and get inside, wait in the line, and the line was actually really creepy because they make you walk through the metal detector, you know? And if it beeps, you know, what are those things called? Like the manual things that they, you know, run over you?
What is that called?
I don't even know what those fucking things are called.
Is that also just a metal detector?
Maybe. I know y'all know what I'm talking about, right? It's like the same thing at the airport. You have to, you know, put your arms out to your sides and they, you know, run the thing across your arms and check you out. So while we're in line, all the kids kept getting flagged. And of course, a bunch of people were there to get married because they only do weddings on Fridays. So a bunch of people had their, you know, kids, nephews, nieces, cousins dressed up to be, you know, like the flower girls and the ring bearers and things like that. So there's all these little kids in tuxedos and these big poofy flower girl dresses, like being stopped by the sheriffs, you know, having to do like the manual thing. It was really fucking creepy, to be honest. And that's probably why they don't let you have cameras, because that would have been one hell of a fucking meme.
Yep.
A little black girl with her hair in braids and her big poofy flower girl dress with her arms out at, you know, to the sides, get with the, that old white sheriff, you know, going over her with the metal detector. So that. And then you finally get where you're going and you have to sign in. And you have to pay a $10 fee, which is fine, but they don't keep change and they don't have a credit card or debit card machine. So you have to go all the way down the hallway to the ATM that only gives you 20s. And if you go to the cafeteria to get a change, like two 10s for the 20, they won't do it unless you buy something. So if you come back and say the ATM only gives me a 20, they say we don't have change. So now your choice is go back to the cafeteria and buy something to get change, or just give them $20 even though the fee is only 10. Because they don't have this shit down, set up, and functioning. Which is like, you know, you only allow people to pay in cash. You fucking think that you would have a change drawer, but they don't, because they do it on purpose. And so then, you know, you sit around and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And then they call you in groups. You know, you get your number assigned by, you know, what number you checked in at. So they're like, okay, numbers 1 through 5, come to this courtroom. And then you sit around and you wait again. Lots of different views of the courthouse. Also, we got married in a traffic court, so that was exciting. They did. It was people there in the morning paying speeding tickets, and then they shut it down to do wedding ceremonies. And then they open it back up after lunch for people who have DUIs. So, Trey romantic. It was very, very romantic. But yeah, just lots of sitting around waiting, being bored. And we didn't take any pictures because we didn't think we could bring our phones in. Because when you walk into the courthouse, there's this big-ass sign on the door that says, no phones allowed that have recording devices on them or camera capability. So it's like, oh, well, basically every smartphone has that, so I guess we have to leave our phones. And then we found out you can bring your smartphones in if you're getting married because you technically check in through the jury room. Because that's where you sign in at, is the jury room, and jurors are allowed to have smartphones. So we didn't have our phones, so we had to sit around bored and look at people. I stole a magazine from the courthouse. I did.
Reappropriated?
I reappropriated a publication from the courthouse.
Yeah, it's like 60 pages of reparations. Shiny pages, too.
Shiny pages, with lots of good recipes on them.
Now, what was interesting, though, was you showed it to me. It was a chef one.
Yes.
And some Hualman lady that want to be chefing like the man folk.
Yes.
And the page where they profiled her as a chef was about her makeup.
Yeah. I think it was like Everyday Food or something was the name of it. And of course it was like the generic thing. It was like the Italian episode. So it had like 96 different Italian recipes, right? And so she was one of the chefs that was featured with some of her recipes. I think she had like a homemade ravioli recipe and like a homemade tomato sauce recipe and, you know, some appetizers and meatballs, you know, those kind of things. And so they have all the chefs in the beginning. And if you are like a Food Network junkie, you would be familiar with some of them. They had someone who was on Iron Chef. They had a bunch of people from Food Network who have TV shows. They had that, I think her name is Giada De Laurentiis. They had, I think, something from the Pioneer Woman, Ree Drummond, I think her name is. You know, so all these, like, very famous, like, celebrity chefs who have their own TV shows or are featured on TV shows. They own their own restaurants. And so she's there. And it's like, oh, okay, she's going to be in the magazine. Awesome. Let's see what she has. You turn the page, and it's her feature page that has her face, her name, her occupation, and then everything around it was all the stuff she owns. Like, this is the foundation I use. These are the shoes I wear to exercise. This is my favorite lip gloss. And I was like, fucking really? Like, your whole hype was like, it's the Italian issue. Hundreds of Italian recipes. Authentic. From people who are professional chefs. And I know what kind of foundation she uses. Like, that was the first major thing I learned about her. So that was exciting. We'll probably do a segment about that because I'm still kind of angry, to be honest.
Yeah, and of course, I whenever I see a woman's health magazine, I gotta just look. I just like looking at the cover because the cover is essentially all just how you can appeal to the male gaze with this diet, how you can appeal to the male gaze with this fashion, and how you can appeal to the male gaze with these exercise tips, and mm-hmm. and how you can be better at sex, mm-hmm. how you can have sex longer, and then down at the bottom in the small corner on the left, hey, rape is a problem. Like, right? Down, yeah. Well, down there in the bottom there. Yes, but I didn't take it because I was scared.
You should have told me. I'd have took it.
I don't tinker around with that kind of business. There's cops all over the place.
Yeah, but they were too busy stopping children.
Tiff. Fucking, yeah, and I went off too because I forgot to take off my glasses before I went in the mail. And I've been wearing glasses for quite some time to forget, but I guess that's why you forget. That's why colloquially we call them our eyes.
Okay, but yours went off because you had glasses on. Mine went off for no reason at all. And I had to get the search. And I was like, I didn't, what?
So their machine's a piece of schniz, is a fun factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which just makes the whole line longer.
Yeah.
Which is like, which I almost wonder if they do that on purpose, because they were very strict about the time. They'll let you wait all fuck, you know, the whole fucking day long to get married, but if you're not checked in by, I think it was, what, 11:30? It's a no-go. But you can only start checking in at 11. So you, from between 11 to 11:30, you have to get checked in, otherwise you can't do it that day. But then there's this line where everybody's beeping and they're searching everybody. So it's like, all right, well, glad we got here right at, you know, right on fucking time.
And then, of course, I got annoyed, so... Annoyed William pushes people. Yes, I feel, and I don't do hands. I think hands are creepy. I put my hand past where I'm gonna push people, and you get forearm pushed. Cause they pile up. That's the thing, cause everybody else there, they have on suits and shit, because I guess the courthouse is romantic and you wanna take pictures there in your fucking suits and, big fancy, you know, dresses and all those deals. And they're just clumped up. They're not in a single file line, and that bothers me. I don't know why. I'm sure that some psychologist could figure it out.
William has a highly developed sense of order.
People not in a single file line bugs me. So now, fuck it. Forearms out. I'm double arm pushing. Get out of my way. Because I had to go to the ATM, which charged me $3. And then I had to go to the cafeteria and buy gum. I chewed like one piece of it.
I've had, I think, 3 so far.
It's like, I'm going to get something out of this gum and go and do that. And then, of course, the judge, she had a cool moment. She was hipster, especially in regards to, like, hygiene. She didn't look like she was too interested in cleaning. You know, and she was definitely, yo, that was hipster Hannah. Like, that was definitely an old hippie.
Yeah, like, she was an old hippie.
Yeah, like, I bet she actually knows Jill Stein.
She probably fucking went to Woodstock. Like, on break, like on break at law school. She's like, I'm gonna go to this Woodstock thing.
Looks fun. Looks really neat. Right, fucking. Had a black boyfriend in 1958.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Fucking just old school hippie motherfucker. And, and you know how they have you do the deal where they're like, you know, it's hard for me to do traditional shit that I find to be pointless, where it's like, we're here to do paperwork. Like, you know why we're here. We're here because we have to sign papers and get the government involved. But it's still like, we have to pretend that we're in a church and we have to do it the Christian way. So we have to hold our hands and look at each other like we don't, like we live together. We look at each other all the fucking time. Like, I've never seen you before. What's your deal? I want to look at you. And which I did most of the time. I looked at her most of the time. And then they're like, you gotta say each other's names, you know, and when it came to where I had to say your name, I was like, I don't want to say that name, because that's the name that the people that stole her forced on her, so fucking, I want to say the name that her biological mother gave her at birth, so I went with that name.
Yes.
And hipster Hannah was all right with that.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a fair deal. I'm trying to engineer this thing up live on the gosh darn.
On the spot, on the fly, in the moment.
It is fly.
It might be.
All right, Jesus Christ. So I did a little change up in my, I don't think I changed up. Yeah, no, actually I did, because I had Trans Lives Matter in my news algorithms, and I'm like, I know there's more trans stories happening than what I'm seeing. Like, I'm getting like one story a week, and I'm like, I'm not getting the information. So I got rid of my Trans Lives Matters algorithm feeds, and I changed them to trans woman killed, trans woman murdered, and trans woman attacked.
Right.
And here we go.
Uh-huh.
Now I gotta write man charged an attack against trans woman. Mm-hmm. Man beat two transgender women who tried to enter a McDonald's. A trans teen's family are seeking justice after she was attacked at school. You know, punched all in the face and shit. And I could have swore I had a nut. Wait, no. I think that is the one. Yeah, like this one, trans woman attacked. It was in Seattle, and they were co-workers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, they, you know, no details, but he went back to her house, and then, you know, in the document it says they were intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they were intimate, he got mad and attacked her. You know, and broke up her shit. Like, broke up, like, expensive electronics in her fucking home. Yeah, but busted up her fucking items. Yeah, so fuck that motherfucker, man. And, and I'm gonna be getting a lot of these now. Now that I changed them, it's gonna be like how I have the cop raped girl in jail, cop rapes inmate. Like, now I have those. Like, I'm gonna get a lot of these fucking stories now. And I know I've been missing a gang of stories. Man beat two transgender women who tried to enter McDonald's, NYPD says. And this was in Long Island, and the person attacked two transgender women on Friday afternoon, shouting anti-gay slurs, as he beat them outside a fast food restaurant in what police have charged as a hate crime. This fool's name is Patrick O'Meara, a 38-year-old individual that started yelling at the women as they tried to enter the McDonald's on 82nd Street near Roosevelt Avenue. This was at 4:30 p.m. on a Friday. Jesus Christ, our Friday, right? Like, we got our fucking right to get married. They don't have a right to go into goddamn McDonald's. That's the fuck I'm talking about. Jesus Christ. He called the women B-words and F-words and attacked them, pushing one woman to the ground and punching and kicking her, police said. What the hell? He briefly left the scene and returned with a cane.
What the fuck,
hitting,
man?
One of the victims in the left hand, which caused a laceration, which is a pretty gnarly cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's a word that I had been reading for years, and I was finally like, I should look this word up.
Which is just like, what the fuck is it to you if some nigga go to McDonald's? Like, what is that to you? Why? Just fucking why?
Yeah, you didn't, like, do it because you care about their health. You weren't like, no, I have to stop you. That shit is greasy. You didn't do it for that.
I can't imagine hating somebody so much that you don't even know because of the way they present.
Like, you don't know them niggas.
What the,
like,
fuck, man?
Like, they're not all Amy Rebecca. Like, trans homies, like, motherfuckers might be cool. You don't know them, nigga. Like shit, fucking Fox Giselle raps.
Yeah.
That's the hip-hop homie. Like, I want to hear what Fox Giselle has to say about rap battles. You know, like, fucking, you don't... Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, you don't know these folks. You don't know. They might make fucking badass paper mache.
And that's the thing. I don't even need to know somebody. Like, are you bothering me? Okay, go about your business.
Yeah, it's like, no. You see, and that's the thing, right? They're not bothering you. You're bothering yourself.
Yeah.
With your fucked up internalized shit and what you think when you see them, right? And it's like, and God, that's such a common charge to point, particularly at you know, males that are cis men that mm-hmm. present themselves as hetero, that are anti-gay or anti-trans, that you probably have some sort of sexual thought when you see them,
mm-hmm.
And you, like, somehow you think that hitting them will make it stop in you, and that shit ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
Like, no, you need to fucking find yourself a safe person to go on a lightweight date with and figure your fucking self out.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to therapy or something, Jesus.
Yeah, if you can afford it. Ain't it nice how classism will not, you know, like, the fact that classism will not let a motherfucker get that therapy... That further, like, kind of circles around and puts mm-hmm. the trans women and femmes mm-hmm. in more danger. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's a fucked up system. It's a fucked up system. He was harassed. This is a quote from Maria Munoz, who saw the attack. Mm-hmm. Said he was shirtless and yelling at people on the street before he flew into a rage. He was harassing everybody that was walking by. But when he saw the trans women... walking by, he clearly was infuriated. Okay, so like, so he has to put on his super displays of masculinity. And again, man, it's like, and you don't want to just make that charge, but it's like, it seems like a logical assumption that you got some shit going on.
Yeah, or even if not even because attracted to them, just because you do have to perform that toxic masculinity. And it's like, oh, I see people not performing their alleged toxic masculinity that they're supposed to do, and I have to do it, and if I have to do it, you do too.
Yeah, like
what the fuck, man?
Like a noted rapist, Todd Jeffrey Foster of Central Florida. Mm-hmm. I libel the fuck out of myself. And, like, real, like, he's a middle-class white...
Was that the bitches love rape guy?
No, that was, Benjamin Kyle Harbor. Yep, that is that yeah, those are words that he said out loud on purpose. yeah, I mean, he's a middle-class white Republican from Florida. Like, I libel the fuck out of myself every time I say his name like that. But, that nigga Stephen Cooper said they were down at the dance club, the iBar International Bar in downtown Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it caters predominantly to a hetero crowd. I guess that's the idea. Like, that's who they're shooting for to come and be their patrons. You know, but like, you know, if gay folks show up, nigga, it's Orlando, nigga, come on. You know,
right.
And nobody else is tripping. And then, the gay homies, like, they start kissing because they're gay and they like each other.
Yeah.
So they're kissing. And nobody else is bugging. And Cooper looked over and he saw, that motherfucker Foster, like, stopped dancing. He's dancing with an assumed cis woman.
Mm-hmm.
Stops that so he can look at the gay men kissing and put on a display of how displeased he is with it. Like, it just ruined his night.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Just fucking corny and destructive and dangerous.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This is a quote from, how do you pronounce that name?
Bianne?
Bianne Garcia, an organizer with Make the Road New York. And you can find the link to the folks at Make the Road New York in this post on winecellarmedia.com. The quote from Garcia was, we condemn this brutal hate attack and stand in solidarity with the survivors. We are horrified that transgender individuals in our community have suffered yet another hate attack, she said in a statement, end quote. Oh, she continues, transgender immigrant women like me are part of the heart and soul of our Jackson Heights. And we will not stand idly by as our community faces discrimination and violence.
Can I nitpick for a moment?
Nit and pick.
When they always have these fucking statements, when a particular group, it's like, when a black person is attacked, when it's a trans person who was attacked, like, we are horrified. No the fuck you're not. You knew that shit was gonna happen. Everybody knew it was gonna happen because transphobia exists, racism exists, misogyny exists, classism exists. Nobody's fucking horrified. You're not horrified. You're not shocked. You're not in disbelief. You fucking knew. Stop. Like, can we? Like, it's almost like a soft language thing, you know? Where it's like, this is bullshit. Y'all fucking with us. Y'all killing with us. This is bullshit. We're not dealing with it. Versus like, I'm in disbelief at this horrifying attack. I can't believe that happened.
And then go from that to with all the money that our organization raised, we invested in some business, and business is looking good. We're making a bunch of money, and we're prepaying for a lot of legal services, and you keep fucking with us, and we gonna be running your ass through that damn court system.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Yes, like, it's something I see a lot. It was so, because, you know, there's been the bomb threats at, like, the various Jewish centers and synagogues. They were, we're in disbelief, and, you know, all the fucking, the South Asians that are now being attacked because white people think they're Muslims, and it's just like, nobody's horrified, shocked, and in disbelief. We fucking know.
Right, or this
like,
one,
fucking be plain about it.
This one needs to be a short little, Facebook post, right? Every time this shit happens, people say, this is like this one said, like, we're the heart and soul of Jackson Heights. It's like, no, the ownership class is. You're the laborers. And, but fucking, like when they say, this goes against our American values.
No, it doesn't. Fuck it doesn't.
Nah, mm-mm. Racist attack, transphobic attack, fuck yeah, that's all about the American values. Are you shitting me?
Very American.
Islamophobia, very American. That's American as fuck. That, like, that's the thing. We need to have un-American values.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, just fuck the soft language. Nobody's shocked. We all fucking know.
Yep. You know what? Matter of fact, that's the statement I'm putting out whenever I see one of these shits. This goes against my un-American values. Right? Goddamn right. Jesus.
Oh, wait. No. Don't leave it. Yeah, you have to
reopen,
read the next...
close tab.
Yeah, because I caught a glimpse of the next line, and I got something to say about it.
I got something to say about it.
I got something to say.
All right, so, Omira, the attacker, was arraigned Saturday in Queens Criminal Court and is being held on Rikers Island in lieu of a $5,000 bond or a $2,500 cash bail, officials said. He's due back in court March 31st. His lawyer, Howard Turman, did not respond to a request for comment.
I would point out, earlier in the article, they said this nigga was charged for a hate crime. He broke someone's ankle, lacerated somebody's hand, fucked up two trans women because they were trans, and had been harassing people publicly on the street prior to this physical attack. And charged with a hate crime, $2,500 bail. Really, my nigga? $2,500. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Mira. Well, his people are white now.
It's funny you should say that, because someone in Chicago got arrested for kidnapping and sexual assault and had a very, very Irish last name. Not so much first name.
The fuck was the first name?
I actually took a screenshot to read about this case. Hold on.
Took a screenshot?
I did. What the fuck?
Uh-oh.
Come on.
That's doing all that old extracurricular shit.
Yes. Jarquise O'Brien Hannigan.
The fuck?
I said what the fuck I said. I said Jarquise O'Brien Hannigan.
Jarquise O'Brien Hannigan. Okay, and I'm looking at the... All right, but that's for an episode this week. You're saving that. You're getting that in the...
Yes.
All right, and I got rid of a bunch of our old notes. All right, we're hitting you folks up with the inside baseball here. All right, and then, yeah, I mean, and there's more of those. WineCellarMedia.com, I have those up there now. This fucking guy. This fucking guy, right? Like, I want to go here, then I want to run over to Scotland real fast. Man accidentally reveals horrendous crime during third interview to become a cop. How do you accidentally say words on purpose? No, you see, no. He didn't think that the other guy would be like, I think I'm going to try to be a decent human being today. Because I know exactly what that was. That was... An assumed cis hetero male interacting with another assumed cis hetero male, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you know, rape. I do that sometimes because they do.
They
fucking do that." And again, you know, in the wine cellar, fucking all rapists are fucking serial rapists. Yes. So this motherfucker.
Wait, does he have an alt right haircut?
I can't see. I can't blow up the image.
I think that's an alt-right haircut.
I'm leaning in. Oh, fuck, he does. Yeah, go to WineCellarMedia.com. Take a look at this motherfucker's haircut as he's in handcuffs. And yeah, so he was interviewing for a position as a police officer, and allegedly... Well, why did they arrest him? allegedly admitted to having raped a drunk woman while she was unconscious. On February 8th, Tyler Ray Price, a 21-year-old individual, was in the third phase of his interview process to become a cop at the South Charleston Police Department. During that time, Price of Nitro, West Virginia, admitted to videotaping the aftermath of a non-consensual sexual encounter. Videotaping the aftermath of rape. He had with an intoxicated, unconscious woman. See, so he didn't have, he acted upon.
So I bet you that's why they only did anything anyways, is because they don't want to hire him, and in 10 years from now that fucking videotape come out. I bet you that's what the fuck it was.
Yeah, Yeah, they're like, we don't need another fucking Holtzclaw story. Which, again, like, if you go to WineCellarMedia.com and look up the hashtag Good Cops on that website, oh, you'll see how normal this is. Jesus Christ. Police handout, according to police reports. The fuck kind of wording is that? Police told Sergeant A.R. Gordon he had sex with a woman without her consent. It is not currently known what line of questioning prompted Price to reveal his alleged crime. Men talking to each other about stuff they do. That had nothing to do with questioning. That's just them talking to each other. Jesus Christ. And that's why, again, fucking, I don't have any male friends. Like, I digitally interact with a couple niggas on Facebook, but like, by the time I left Orlando, I hung out with Anne. I mostly just only hung out with Anne sometimes. And like a couple other homegirls might fall through, but I don't hang out with dudes. I don't like them.
I'm also curious now. Like, did you see that study they did a couple years ago where they were talking to men about, like, would you rape a woman? And they all said that they wouldn't rape a woman, but then when you describe the exact same scenario and don't use the word rape, they'd say they do it. Yeah. I wonder if, like, that was something, too, like, because he specifically said, like, something, like, you know, like, I raped that bitch or something. And that just didn't sit well. Not necessarily what he did, but the fact that he framed it as rape. You know?
Yeah, and folks can go to my page on the Facebooks, William J. Jackson. And right now my profile picture is the podcast picture for Rise Up with K. Nicole. That's Kimberly Nicole of the she's the producer and writer and editor for the Something in Common program, and now all by herself with no help, she produces the Rise Up with K. Nicole program. And so I have that profile picture there just so folks can see that and always, you know, get it in motherfuckers' heads when they're sharing my content.
Yeah.
And you can go there now and I have a post about, you know, like, does anybody have any evidence to prove that gangsta rap causes what they rap about? Which, it should be right there in the question. Right? Like, fucking, it's like saying an article about a crime that happened caused the crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Scotty Reed is convinced, and I know what it is, man. Like, he's an older cat.
Yeah.
He's an older cat, and in the 90s, music came out, and he probably heard, like, two songs with curse words that he didn't like. He didn't analyze any of the words outside the curse words. He heard fuck and shit and said, this is filth, turn it off, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then high-speed internet comes along going into the 2000s, and whenever he looks at that stuff, he only looks for confirmation bias and not good sources of confirmation bias. And it's an interesting thread watching him just spin himself around. Just, I mean, it's like interacting with a Christian,
yeah,
that just wants to call a fetus a person. What up?
Yeah, and he posted some articles to defend himself about the idea that media causes violence, but those articles are dubious at best. Specifically because they don't talk about, like, verifiable proof that it's the media or specifically what type of media. You know, like, he posted one that talked about kids see, you know, like, 6 hours a day of video games, TV, and listening to music. You're like, okay, so all three? One of three? Two of three?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm looking for direct evidence, not correlation.
Right.
and not assumption.
And the plural of anecdotes does not equal data.
Yeah, like, one of them was like, they took 130 students and showed them violent video games. They don't say the age of the students. Mm-hmm. They don't say the socioeconomics of the students. Mm-hmm. And they said it was for a year. And it said they showed more violent behavior. Well, was this during puberty?
Well, and also, what is violent behavior? Like,
well, also, nice and vague there.
Like, is it, I mean, there's a difference between, you know, because rap is, oh, it makes people shoot each other. There's a difference between, I was meaner and maybe push somebody, you know, every time I see this person I push them, versus I have a gun and I'm going to shoot up my school. or I'm gonna participate in a drive-by, like, worlds away.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's fucking...
Ah, Jesus Christ,
You know. But then, of course, you know, humanity's been violent forever, so it's like, well, if gangster rap is what causes violence, how come there was violence in black neighborhoods in the 1920s? Oh, right, because it was jazz music. It was prohibition.
You know that gangsta jazz?
Gangsta jazz. Yeah.
Yeah, or like how the Temptations, right? Papa was out holding chrome.
Fucking wild, nigga.
He might talk back and blast to your dome. And when he'd ride, oh, he would ride, but not alone. Nigga. Like, that. Those are the lyrics, right?
Yeah, those are absolutely the lyrics. Those are absolutely the lyrics of that song, yes.
My girl, I'm gonna pimp out my girl, my girl. Like, those were the lyrics, right? Because there were pimps at that time.
There were
pimps. So they
must have
got it from that song.
Yes.
The music caused it.
The music caused it.
Fuck. But yeah, let me say, Scotty Reed's a good broadcaster and gets a lot of, when he's talking about shit that's actually true, he gets good information out there.
He does.
Yeah, a lot of, like, again, like that, nobody would know Trayvon Martin's name if it wasn't for Scotty Reed. Like, he did that shit. And then niggas like the Young Turks and shit picked up on it, and then it got to like MSNBC there. But that shit came from Black Talk Radio. All right, holy shit. Not gonna go all the way into it, but fucking because it's just it's a trend going on. Like, you're gonna see this happening more and more. Fucking Scotland went Nordic model.
Yeah.
So that fucking happened, and of course folks protested it. But the thing is, you can't stop them from doing what they want to do. You know, and you can't, and somebody, disagreed with, how I worded something in a post, and that's alright, I didn't even trip, I was like, you know, leave your comment up, I won't even bother with it, like, you know, I make my posts, you comment on it, you're not a troll, that's the main thing, you're not a troll, and you're not a spammer, right. You're a person interacting like an adult. That was, Mika Loco in the Facebooks, like, Mika Loco interacts like an adult, and, it was the typical thing, because, not the typical thing. This was sort of a different look at it. Because you keep hearing this sexual exploitation and folks leave it at that. You know, and I think that's where Meeker Loco disagreed. Because Meeker Loco was like, it is sexual exploitation. Which I didn't say it's not. I just said folks leave it at that.
Right?
And it's like, nah, it's more than that. It's labor exploitation. You know, and I think that's just more productive language. Because... yeah, what up?
Well, it is more productive language, but people don't want to admit that sex work is work, so they can't have that conversation about it being labor exploitation when you refuse to acknowledge it's labor in the first place.
Yeah, even when someone is like, because I'm sure Meeker Loco is pro-sex workers' rights, but, like, might still have, you know, some sort of discomfort with it, you know, and that has to do with the Madonna whore, virgin, slut shit. Yeah. You know, and like, and folks still have, you know, some of that business in their heads. Fuck, I might have it in my head somewhere. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I don't fucking know. But then again, like we said in the past episode, I'm an I can dig it progressive. What are you doing? I can dig it. Yeah.
Although I'm wondering now if we're going to see more countries in Europe going to the Nordic model, because it also, you know, there's been a rise of basically like right-wing shit across Europe. And one of the things that the Nordic model does, in addition to punishing women and sex workers, is it also makes it easier to deport people and close borders and deny services. So I'm also wondering if that is, like, a factor. So, like, we've talked about it, but just, like, super, super quick. The Nordic model, or Swedish model, because that's where it originated, says that it is not illegal to sell sexual services. However, it is illegal to purchase them. And that was done under the guise of protecting women, but the consequence is that if you work out of a place you rent, your landlord is obligated to put you out, otherwise they are benefiting from, an illegal thing, which is you're making money selling something that people aren't allowed to buy, which is sexual services. So women become homeless, they get their kids taken away, they get stalked and harassed by police. Even though it's not illegal to sell services, you still get, subpoenaed basically and are expected to show up to court to testify against clients they arrest for trying to purchase services. So then you get doxxed, so then everyone knows you're a sex worker, and it's a whole fucking thing. But there's been a lot of racism with it too, so that you know, what they said is this was going to help people who are trafficked, but with people who have been trafficked, particularly people from non-white countries, especially in Africa, when they find these people, they say, oh, well, we don't want that here. We want to end demand for sex work. So they just deport them back to where they came from, where they got trafficked from in the first place without any additional help or resources, because it's going to be better the second time around somehow. And something else that happened in Sweden was there was a bar that refused entry to various Asian women because they knew some sex workers in the area were of Asian descent and said, but we're trying to follow the government model of, quote, ending demand. Therefore, if we think you might be a sex worker, we aren't going to let you into our bar, into our restaurant, because we're ending demand. And courts actually upheld this. So basically, it's almost Jim Crow-esque, not quite as violent, but there is the racial thing of we can deport people under the guise of ending demand. We can deny service entry. You can deny renting to people because you're ending demand. So, you know, given the rise of Brexit and all that other shit, I do wonder if that is also going to be a factor. I'm curious. Because there is a lot of disdain for Middle Eastern and Muslim immigrants in that area. And this seems like an excellent way to be able to target those people.
And you gotta wonder if this batch of goobers, if they're gonna think that hard, or if they're even gonna look to them for ideas. Like, would they? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because, I mean, Trumpelstiltskin isn't running it right. It's Bannon and all
the
fools.
It's Bannon.
I wonder if because of how McMurkins interact in social media and galvanize very fast, if we get a quicker uprising against it. But then again, fucking, you know, and that's the thing, like, folks don't see me putting hashtag resistance on shit because you can't resist it. They have a supermajority. But when I say supermajority, I'm talking about from school boards to city councils to state houses to the governorships, and then all the way up to the federal Congress and Senate. And, you know, they're gonna get Gorsuch in there. Like, that's a done deal. And Ginsburg is going to die. And then, basically getting Gorsuch in there is essentially, it's just Scalia again. Same person. You know, but Gorsuch is, what, 40 years old? So, you know, you're gonna have the motherfucker for about 40 years or so. Maybe 50, if it fucking feels like it, because it's a lifetime appoint.
Right.
And then, basically... you're just losing a long-term Democrat, and that's what the fuck the Supreme Court is. It's basically a small Congress seat for life.
Yep.
That's it. Like, it's a little Congress that they have where they just have it for life. And it's fucking bullshit.
Of course.
Damn, you don't want to end the episode on that. What the fuck else we got, right?
I gotta find something happy. Do we have anything happy?
Hell no, man.
Fuck, man.
We ain't got a goddamn...
Oh, wait,
goddamn
there's
it.
A cop in Baton Rouge that got killed.
That's fantastic.
Let me see if I can find that. I heard the headline when I was doing laundry. I heard it on the TV there. But I didn't get a link. Let me see if I can find that.
Cop killed in Baton Rouge. Which is clearly outstanding. Everybody knows that. Alright, so
Oh, I also have a funny story. You know what? We'll save that one for Wet on White. Remind me, I have a Wet on White crime story.
So a murdering terrorist, probably rapist, took a couple of rounds of freedom near a barbershop while harassing people on Saturday night, and once put a baby in danger during the delivery process. And this is East Baton Rouge Sergeant Sean Anderson, 43-year-old, probably a rapist, we were relieved of his existence just before midnight after he responded to a rape case. So he was probably going to rape the victim. Cops do that a lot. At the Classic Cut Shop on O'Neill Lane, he and his partner, quote, struggled with the suspect when gunfire erupted.
So two cops couldn't bring down one suspect without killing someone. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know... good. All right, so one down, one class traitor, probably rapist, murdering terrorist.
Racist.
Right, fucking state-sanctioned racist land pirate down.
Misogynist.
Yeah, misogynist, misogynorist. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, we really don't good like stuff. Cops here. Not at all.
Good
Not
stuff. Yeah, it's and obviously I was reading that off of the New York Daily News, and I was rewording it as I was going along, because I like how I tell the story better.
Well, I mean...
Why? Oh, somebody said it's a tragic event. It was a tragic event that he existed.
Yeah.
And now, now we're past that.
His partner's not dead, so...
Right? Mm. What the fuck, man? Hey, cop's partner. You heard of Ches Pazienza?
Oh my god, you can't say that.
Huh?
Can't say that.
It's recorded now.
It is recorded
and,
now.
And the way we record now, I don't like editing. I only like editing when there's dead air. And there is no dead air. And that is your extra Sunday wine cellar. She made me buy this circle.
This circle.
To put on her fangler. And I don't have one because I don't wear jewelry. I don't wear jewelry. Yeah. So you've got that deal there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would want for the for a wedding, like in place of a ring, fucking
some new Chuck Taylors.
No, I can acquire those. Hell, my Chuck Taylors are fine. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't need shit. I just don't need stuff like that. Like, I have the things I want. I have my DVD collection.
Yes.
I have my electronics, and yes. I've got some Sharpies. I like having some Sharpies
you
around.
Do like Sharpies.
Yeah, and I've got...
Every day he goes to work, he's got, like, 6 Sharpies in his pocket.
They're mine. And, you know, like, right? Like, got spatulas in the kitchen, pots and pans.
Yeah. It's a very nice set of pots and pans, really.
I think I want things that I need more so than I think about other stuff that I might want, and that probably just comes from the foster care and poverty background,
yeah.
Where it's like the needs to me are like big ones, so I'm just like, ooh, one day I'm gonna live under a roof. I tell you what.
Oh my god.
Right, oh, that's no. What you think. When you're 12 years old and you're sleeping outside, you're like, man, I'm gonna have me an apartment one day, maybe even a house. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna have it, and I'm gonna wake up there, and I'm gonna like turn on the light and stuff. That's a light when you're in a house and there's no electricity. It's like I want me some electricity. Ooh, one day I'm gonna get me some electricity, and I'm gonna pay the bill every month. Hell yeah, I am. And then I'm gonna like use it and stuff.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yeah.
We have electricity, as you can see.
Yeah.
We have Wi-Fi.
I'm gonna pay the bill again, too. Fuck you gonna do? Who gonna stop me?
Multiple devices. There's food in the fridge.
Oh, that's another one. Ooh, I'm gonna have me food. All kind of food. It's gonna be canned food, bagged food, refrigerated food, frozen food, and I'm gonna eat it and put it in my belly, mine. Oh, fuck. There was something hilarious. We don't have time to get to it yet. Who was that? One of the homie locos put me up on something fucking funny. Holy shit. It's, they posted it to my page. It's like some All Lives Matter type shit. Wow, okay, we got some programming for you this week. This week is, it's not busy until Friday morning. But yeah, the rest of the week shouldn't be too stressful. So we'll have some time for some broadcasting. Nicole Waddington, I need to get you on the program, NECA.
You wanna give them a teaser and tell them the title of the article for White on White Wednesday?
Oh, shit. Police. Man tries to kill wife multiple times, kills himself. What the fuck? So he didn't kill her?
Nope, she survived, he died. He tried to kill her like 4 times in one day.
And I bet wherever he used to work, he's the manager. Because he's good at stuff. Damn, that's bugged out. Okay, so apparently somehow Phoenix Kalita is going to find a way to make that shit funny. I'm not touching that. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's funny.
All right. You heard it there first.
I have I have faith in us. I have faith in us.
Oh, so I have to do it too? Jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers.
He's gonna pretend like we haven't talked about fucked up shit on this show and made it funny. Did we not make the fucking KKK guy funny? Because you know who's gonna find you? Some old man fishing. We didn't have fucking punchlines. We have punchlines, nigga.
Ma'am.
Huh.
Okay, fucking, thanks to the homie Loco, the homie Mo Loco, hitting up the PayPal and a couple of the other homies. And it looks like, and I'm gonna try to do this. I'm gonna set up a GoFundMe about my, about not getting my tax return. That's gonna be a separate fundraiser. And, I'll give it a 60-day window, because I think they make you give it a window when you set up the fundraiser. And even if I don't hit the goal with that, even if we don't hit the Patreon goal, I'm gonna try to see what pennies and dimes and nickels I can scrape together and update the fucking website. We gotta do it. Gotta make that next step forward. Because I'm looking at the updates you get with that update, and you also can have like our emails through our own website too. So it's not, you know, William at Yahoo and shit, or right. Ymail, or Gmail. Like, it'll actually be, like, through our own shit, which seems professional-fied, right?
Professional-fied.
We professionalizers, right? I tell you what. So that there is paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam and patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. Hey, yes. 51 minutes, right? We did keep it short.
Yeah, we did.
Right, kept it legit. Kept it legit. My nigga, we kept it legit. When I step up and I catch wreck with my click. And then you know what happens when we trying to get green.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.